Mark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Tariffs hit our kitchens today.
New tariffs take effect today on kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, upholstered furniture, and lumber. The White House insists tariffs will have major economic benefits in the long term, saying, quote, while Americans may face a transition period from tariffs, the cost of tariffs will ultimately be borne by foreign exporters.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio saying builders forecast higher home prices. Market futures down across the board as investors try to navigate new tariff tension with China. Bank of America predicts gold will be hitting $5,000 an ounce next year. The Senate goes back to work today without much work to do, day 14 of the shutdown. President Trump returned to Washington after celebrating his success in Israel with the living hostages home from Gaza. Whether Hamas will disarm is unclear. The Weather Service says there could be twisters in L.A. from a storm that could bring mudslides. This is ABC News. The more time kids spend on sites like TikTok and Instagram, the lower their reading scores and memory tests. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel says a study indicates a dosage effect increasing the negative effects over time.
We are essentially putting an entire generation of kids in an uncontrolled experiment with the amount of social media that's out there, with how addictive these phones are, and all of it ties together. And who knows what could potentially happen?
A six-vehicle wreck overnight, Georgia I-85, seven people killed, trapped inside of a Dodge van that caught fire. The Georgia State Patrol blaming the wreck on a semi-trailer following too closely. A gorilla at the San Diego Zoo sprinted toward the viewing glass of the enclosure, hitting it so hard the glass cracked. Animal behavioralist Dr. Annie Peterson says it may not have been an aggressive reaction. It may have been one of excitement or exploration. People were terrified. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay Area School District put some positive school news in the spotlight over the weekend by recognizing the achievements of notable graduates. The district held an inauguration ceremony for the first class in the Green Bay Area Public School District's Hall of Fame. As WGBW News first told you about last month, eight outstanding graduates were chosen for the inaugural Hall of Fame class, going all the way back to the year 1917. That's the year Curly Lambeau graduated from Green Bay's East High School. Lambeau, of course, went on to co-found the Green Bay Packers, bringing worldwide notoriety to Green Bay, Wisconsin. Lambeau is among the eight people in the inaugural Hall of Fame class. Superintendent Vicki Byer says the Hall of Fame was created to celebrate the accomplishments of notable alumni, both in the community and around the globe. This year's class is made up of two alumni from each of Green Bay's four high schools. You can find out more about each one on the district's website under Hall of Fame. Looking for a place to store your boat or camper over the winter? You could take it to the fairgrounds. The Brown County Parks Department is once again offering winter storage for boats, trailers, and RVs. Storage is offered on a first-come, first-served basis at the Brown County Fairgrounds. Park workers will begin accepting items a week from tomorrow, on Wednesday, October 22nd. Based on availability, items can also be left on Thursday and Friday. Fees are collected at the drop-off. Check the department's website for prices. You can give the park's office a call to see about availability or find the latest info on their Facebook page. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers reload. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. The Brewers host the Dodgers in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series tonight. The crew losing last night 2-1 in a tight ball game. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman hit a high-flying home run to right field off of Milwaukee's Chad Patrick, top of the sixth, and talked about winning Game 1 of the series.
Getting on the road in an environment and taking the first one, it's huge. You can't understate that at all, just kind of how we did it in Philly. And to get the first one, and we obviously feeling pretty good, so hopefully we can score some more runs tomorrow.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll oversleep tomorrow or something.
First pitch tonight is 7:08. NBA. The Bucks host the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time tonight, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 3-0 so far in the preseason. NFL. Former Packers linebacker Za'Darius Smith, now with the Eagles, has announced his retirement. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs around 60 degrees. Rain tonight, a low around 45. Mostly cloudy and highs in the upper 50s on Wednesday. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, we'll be in the mid-40s. Thursday, a chance of rain and a high around 62. Currently, 46 degrees.
Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus. Good news, it's not Monday anymore.
Toy, but I could be the boy you adore. If you just let me know, although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a bodega, baby? Just to let me down.
To us, 97.9 WGBW.
97.9
News and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. Before this week is out, later this week, you'll have a chance to win tickets to see the Linda Ronstadt Experience. It's coming Friday, October 24th, to the Meyer Theater. And Tristan McIntosh, who was on American Idol and did very well on American Idol, by the way, she is coming in to perform the music of Linda Ronstadt. You can win tickets. Be listening later this week. WGBW.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. 97.9 WGBW features Mayor Jim Schmidt hosting Lean Local at 7 a.m. discussing Green Bay issues. At 8, it's New Wisco Weekend, a fast-paced collection of stories from and about Northeast Wisconsin, hosted by Lisa Hale, followed by the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show at 9, an hour discussion about health, family, community, and more. Then join Kristen Ambos at 10 for Always On Point, a unique look at the real estate market. At 11, it's on to another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay Area School District put some positive school news in the spotlight over the weekend by recognizing the achievements of notable graduates. The district held an inauguration ceremony for the first class in the Green Bay Area Public School District's Hall of Fame. As WGBW News first told you about last month, 8 outstanding graduates were chosen for the inaugural Hall of Fame class, going all the way back to the year 1917. That's the year Curly Lambeau graduated from Green Bay's East High School. Lambeau, of course, went on to co-found the Green Bay Packers, bringing worldwide notoriety to Green Bay, Wisconsin. Lambeau is among the 8 people in the inaugural Hall of Fame class. Superintendent Vicki Byer says the Hall of Fame was created to celebrate the accomplishments of notable alumni, both in the community and around the globe. This year's class is made up of 2 alumni from each of Green Bay's 4 high schools. You can find out more about each one on the district's website under Hall of Fame. Looking for a place to store your boat or camper over the winter? You could take it to the fairgrounds. The Brown County Parks Department is once again offering winter storage for boats, trailers, and RVs. Storage is offered on a first-come, first-served basis at the Brown County Fairgrounds. Park workers will begin accepting items a week from tomorrow on Wednesday, October 22nd. Based on availability, items can also be left on Thursday and Friday. Fees are collected at the drop-off. Check the department's website for prices. You can give the park's office a call to see about availability or find the latest info on their Facebook page. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With the world climate as it is, getting into new markets for production agriculture these days requires boots on the ground. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. That's why the U.S. Meat Export Federation sent a couple folks to the United Kingdom to find out what opportunities might lie there for beef and pork. Chair-elect Jay Thieler, along with the Idaho governor, Brad Little, who is a producer himself, made the trip.
I was part of the delegation where I went over with the governor of Idaho, who's a rancher himself, to talk about the new trade deal. Talked a lot about the beef deal, but we also realized that there's some opportunities for pork, obviously, if they can work out some of the details on that, where the UK's taking a lot of pork from the European Union right now. So I think it's in the range of between $2 and $3 billion. So there's an opportunity for pork, and certainly there's an opportunity for beef if we can get duty-free access to the British market.
Jay Thieler, he is the chair-elect of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, talking about his recent trade mission to the United Kingdom. He says the United Kingdom and the European Union have been aligned for so long, it's hard to believe that if we can get into the European Union, why are we having troubles getting into the U.K.? A question yet to be answered. We'll answer the question of where markets stand this morning next.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Barrel cheese stood still on Monday. 40-pound block cheese dropped 3 to 167. The AA butter was up a penny and a half at 162 a pound. This morning, the November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 4, 16.13. December up a nickel, 16.36. December new crop corn's unchanged at 4.11. November beans down 3.5 at 10.04. July new crop wheat, that's down 2.25 at 5.35.5. So just a quick market snapshot to give you an idea on where we're headed for a Tuesday trade session. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Green Bay weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs around 60 degrees. Rain tonight, a low around 45. Mostly cloudy and highs in the upper 50s on Wednesday. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, will be in the mid-40s. Thursday, a chance of rain and a high around 62. Currently, 46 degrees.
Summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer. In the city, cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city. In the summer, in the city. Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Such a great song. Procol Harum had two hits. This was half of them. WGBW.
at first just go sleep. Turn the wider shade off fair.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, 642 and a half. That half is important to somebody who's got to be somewhere by 643. And it's 47 degrees right now. It is October, and we're partway through October. That, you know what that means. We're halfway through the month to get to Halloween. And there's a neat thing going on downtown Green Bay tonight. It's Historic Haunts of Downtown. It's discover some of the historic buildings in downtown Green Bay that have hauntings and true tales. It's happening tonight. If you need some details about this, give me a buzz here, 920-264-0606, or just simply go on our website at wgbw.fm. And that's where you click on events. Actually, you'll see it in the community calendar. Historic Haunts Downtown on the front page. There's a link there at wgbw.fm. And get in the mood for Halloween. And I don't mean Snickers.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top quality promotion materials like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
What a game against the Dodgers last night. Brew Crew coming up a little bit short. So close. Details with Mike Clemens, top of the hour. WGBW.
Down in the boondocks. Down in the boondocks. People put me down, cause that's the side of town I was born in. I love her, she loves me, but I don't fit her society. Lord have mercy on a boy from down in the boondocks. Every night I watch the light from the house up on the hill. I love a little girl that lives up there.
You say, you even thinking about time? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays a fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW with Elton John. ABC News, then Connie Feldman with the local stuff. Sports and weather on the way.
Blue jean baby, L.A. lady, seamstress for the band. Thank you.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Building a home or fixing up a home is under new pressure. With Trump tariffs taking effect today on kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, upholstered furniture, lumber, the White House admits prices may rise, but says it's ultimately going to be borne by foreign exporters. Market futures pointing to a lower opening on Wall Street today. Help wanted, but not found. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
A survey conducted by a major industry group finds that 32% of small businesses had job openings that they could not fill last month. The NFIB monthly jobs report shows that 88% of those companies found few or no qualified candidates for positions they had posted.
First Israel, next Ukraine. President Trump has a White House meeting this week with President Volodymyr Zelensky. The U.S. considering giving Ukraine long-range missiles capable of reaching Moscow, hoping to give Putin pause.